All right, everyone. Welcome to another episode of O365A. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the classic stream and the new stream. And if you're not aware, at Ignite 2020, Microsoft announced that they're going to be moving into a new stream platform in Q2 of the Microsoft calendar, which is now. And so we're going to be talking about all the things that have to come with that, and what you should be planning for, and then some of the new features and functionality on the roadmap. So I think, Michael, you're going to start us off today on the recap of the classics.
Yeah, thanks, Hav. Yeah, I think the big one is Microsoft starting to go through the process of moving customers to the new stream. And so we have had a lot of customers that have questions and confusion around the messaging, so that we wanted to kind of just recap what's going on. And then so that everyone's kind of understanding the change. So what's happening is Microsoft Stream is becoming a kind of a video experience type product. So it's more focused on capturing and playing video files and being able to edit. And then what we're seeing is the storage mechanisms that were in the classic stream is being moved to OneDrive and SharePoint. And this is really treating recordings now just like any other file type. And the reason why Microsoft has made this decision is, you know, all the compliance and information protection functionality that was in, that you're used to on all the other different workloads from Exchange to SharePoint to OneDrive and in Teams, Stream was kind of lacking there. And so instead of, you know, building all that infrastructure and architecture into the Stream product, it was probably a wiser decision to kind of leverage what was already there. So now we can leverage retention labels and policies, you know, sharing and permissions. So now we can share recordings with guests that, you know, use standard experiences that you can, you know, share links from OneDrive and SharePoint. Also, the meeting recordings are actually being processed quicker. So a Teams meeting recording, you know, have to attest to is much faster in the rendering now that it's powered by kind of OneDrive and SharePoint. Also support for in-region or go-local tenants, as well as multi-geo. So some of this functionality was kind of a mandatory item depending on your regulatory requirements. And then there's additional functionality like improved transcription quality and just even the experiences within the Microsoft Teams client. So where we're kind of at today is, you know, since October of 2020, customers had the ability to opt in to changing the destination from Classic Stream to OneDrive. And SharePoint. And at that, you know, from that time, you also had the ability to opt out. So this was done using the set-cs Teams meeting policy command and then changing the recording storage mode, either setting it to OneDrive for Business or setting it to Stream. If you didn't touch anything, then you would fall into the realm where Microsoft would be migrating you at this time. So basically, Microsoft stated that, you know, kind of in January 2020, they were starting the migration of all these customers. So any new recordings would be stored in the new stream versus kind of the legacy stream. Now, if you opted out before that migration, if you're an enterprise or a government customer, you have until March 2021. And that's when Microsoft will start moving you your new recordings to the new platform. And if you're in education, you have until July 7th, 2021. So it's probably to kind of pass the next term for education. But so education customers have a little bit more of a timeline to migrate. With that, I'll maybe throw it to Kurt to talk about some of the go forward strategies of Stream. Kurt, you're muted.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. So with the switch to the new stream, really, as Michael alluded to, this is a strategy where Stream gets out of the business of actually having to deal with all the mechanics of the underlying storage and is meant to be an intelligent video experience on top of all those files and recordings. And in doing so, the new video and audio files, not considering Microsoft Teams meetings for a minute, will be stored in SharePoint. And it's really leveraging the SharePoint platform for the storage. There's some benefits to this, as Michael said. First and foremost, one of the biggest limitations of the old classic stream was the inability to share a Teams meeting recording outside of your organization. So that will be addressed in the new stream. and also just a better permission, a more cohesive permission model across all of the Microsoft Office 365 apps when dealing with these videos stored in the news stream. There'll be faster rendering, increased quota, and a bunch of other big benefits. It does come with some limitations, at least initially. For example, English-only transcriptions of the meeting. And also, you won't be able to search those transcriptions right away. But I imagine that'll probably improve over time. And also, in terms of where Teams meetings get recorded, for non-channel meetings, the recording will be stored in the OneDrive for Business that belongs to the person who organized the meeting. And that'll be stored in a top-level recordings folder. For channel meetings, the recording will be stored in the Teams site documentation library in a folder named Recordings. And this can't be changed by admins. That default path of where it's stored is, at least right now, static and can't be changed. So that's sort of the strategy going forward. Dino, why don't you tell us about some of the challenges this move to the new stream imposes on people who consume it today?
Thanks, Kurt. Yeah, I guess one of the biggest challenges is that migrating the data, the current data, the stream classic doesn't really exist today. So there's no API yet. So anybody looking to like migrate their data would have to manually do it. So that kind of begs the question, well, what happens to the existing content in the stream that I have today? And, you know, I think that the short answer and the simple answer is that there's no retirement date has been set, so nothing happens for now. So you can rest assured your data is going to be safe. There's going to be upcoming announcements about some migration options that I'll talk about in a second. So right now, you know, you could manually download the content that you say you wanted to move some content out of stream today. You'd have to manually download it and upload it into OneDrive for Business. There's a post up on the tech community that we'll share a link to on our site, and that's the ability to list all your content from stream. So you'll have to check that out. Basically, someone wrote a PowerShell to be able to list the content, but unfortunately, there's no way to automate the downloading of all that content yet. Microsoft's announced sort of a paradigm around the migration phases around moving from classic stream to the new stream. And so they've basically, there's a site, again, we're going to post this on our site to talk that talks about what the approach will be to in terms of migration. And they've carved out these phases to do it. And basically, it talks about the flexibility of when and where you can move content. Things like after a video is migrated, the links and embedded codes to classic stream are still going to be preserved, so that type of thing. So that's kind of cool. It'll update it and move it to the new location, obviously. IT admin capabilities such as settings, reports, things like that, they're gonna discuss that in the first wave. Not all content must move to the new stream. Like old videos can remain in Microsoft Stream Classic and then can be deleted over time. So they'll address that. Using and enhancing existing 365 migration tools for migrating other files into 365. So they're going to be talking about some of the tool sets. It says that in Q2 of 2021, which is technically now, there's going to be a preview of an IT-led admin migration. So we'll keep our eyes and ears open for that and post about it if we hear about it. After a video, group, or channel is moved to the new stream, existing Microsoft Stream Classic embed codes and links will still work. Kind of talked about that a bit. They'll maintain the redirection logic as well that you have for up to 1 year after retirement. That's kind of neat. And then I guess the last thing that I have in terms of the challenges are the permissions related to all the sharing out of the new content and stream. So it's like everything related to when you do a recording or you do anything that ends up from team that ends up in the new stream. So there's a massive matrix that was created, and we'll post the link to this, but basically the link talks about the matrix describes how and when and where like content can be shared and accessed by different users. So we'll want to check that out. We'll post the links to all these important articles and posts up on our site. So with that, I'm going to pass it over to Hab, and he's going to talk about the roadmap for the new stream.
Yeah, thanks, Dino. So, I mean, I think you touched on some of the things that are going to be covered by the roadmap, like as far as challenges and how to get them fixed. But there's actually only four things in development on the M365 roadmap. So if you filter by stream, So there's a new web app that's going to be coming out, a new stream web app that's basically going to be a single pane of glass with regards to all your recordings. So you'll be able to see all of your recordings from OneDrive and Teams and SharePoint and Yammer all in a central location. And then currently today, you don't have the functionality that you can do in Classic Stream where you can edit videos and clip, you know, the beginning and the ending and all that kind of stuff. So that new web app is going to bring that functionality. So you'll be able to create videos and then share them out as well, right? Next is the improving the streaming quality or the transcoding within the videos. So currently today in the Classic one, there's three different transcoding types. There's like large, medium, and small, and each one has like a different frame rate, and depending on the frame rate, you could either play it within the stream console or you actually have to download it. So they're going to be consolidating that and making it into a better stream or better transcoding, right? So a single transcoding for all. And as Dino mentioned before, there's the preview of IT admin lid migration. So you'd be able to test that out if you're the IT administrator within your organization to validate what that's going to look like. Obviously, by doing that, you'll want to work with your adoption team and your communications team to be able to get that messaging out to your organization with regards to how this is going to be coming out and sort of what are the things that are going to be you might have challenges with in that sense. And then another one that is basically blocking the downloads. So within a Teams meeting or OneDrive or SharePoint site. So if it's a channel meeting or a personal meeting, you'd be able to block the ability for users to download the actual video. So I think that was pretty cool. I think that's going to be set by default, but then you can modify the permissions if you want people to be able to get access to that. That's really good because I guess with sharing externally, you have people within that meeting, you don't want them to have access to that video file right away. Maybe you want to share it later on. So that's good there. And then there's actually a slew of, features that they posted on their on their website there that we're going to put in the blog post. And they're basically in a specific order, but some of the main ones that sort of point out to me are like enterprise search for transcripts to be able to search the actual transcripts themselves to pull information. You will be able to apply governance for the transcripts. So like e-discovery and legal hold. And then I think the other two, so there's automatic expiration of recordings so that your OneDrive doesn't fill up or your SharePoint site doesn't fill up, so you can do some cleaning. And then some SharePoint integration with web parts and the video analytics, so you can see who viewed it and average view time and stuff like that, kind of like what you get from a YouTube channel as well. So those are some things from like a future perspective. There's definitely a lot more within that list. I won't go through them all, but we'll definitely post the link up on the blog site so that you can take a look into that further. So that being said, has anybody, I guess, between us, have you guys had your customers or any customers move their recordings to move over from OneDrive to OneDrive and SharePoint? Or I've done it myself, but I haven't had a customer yet move it. I know that they're still waiting for like that migration, but I haven't seen anybody
do it themselves.
Yeah, I all my customers have kind of left it at the Microsoft migrated. Some customers have set the policies to force it. I've only had a couple of education customers be the ones to opt out. So they're waiting until, you know, the current term of school to finish before they start planning the migration.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing too, is people are leaving it in the old stream and then they just flip the recording new ones to be stored in OneDrive for Business. Question for Michael, because it's a policy, I've only seen people set it at the global level, but do you apply that at the user level too?
Yeah, it is a meeting policy that could be applied to a scope group. I haven't come into many tenants that are actually splitting out the Teams meeting policy unless they want to allow recording versus not allow recording. So typically it's being set at the global level.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of my customers ask me or that I'm aware of that have moved. I mean, I think there's just so much coming down the pipe that possibly some of this is being lost. And, you know, hopefully that Microsoft will do some more announcements to create awareness around it. But or it might just be there's governance reasons they're just not ready to deal with yet. And maybe they haven't set up the governance. So,
there's some user awareness and user training that sort of needs to happen too. Mm-hmm. I know a couple people that were holding off just because they wanted to make their users aware that this change was happening.
Yeah, for sure. It's big enough that, you know, it's people are going to be asking where the recordings are going. And
I mean, it's a good change and the right change, right? Yeah. But there's that, like you said, Kurt, there's that education piece because you are going to be losing some functionality that you get in stream today, right?
Yeah.
You know, it will come, but I mean, it's the right change. Sorry, Dino, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say this something similar in that, you know, organizations that haven't really taken the plunge into Teams yet that are wondering about recordings and where all that stuff's happening, it's kind of the right time because now they can address all this stuff as you talked about, like, it, you know, because there's great compliance controls in Office 365 today. Now all that's just going to follow suit. Whereas before, like, recordings were kind of like, well, they're in stream and, you know, they're kind of on their own. So if you were a bank or somebody that had to deal with compliance regulatory things, then, you know, you would have basically had to turn off recordings or, you know, deal with them a different way. But now you'll just be able to address them without having to really think about it. If you've set all those options, they'll just follow whatever you've done in terms of OneDrive and everything else.
Cool. I mean, that's great. I mean, I think definitely a lot of really good things coming out. I think we talked about that it's the right step ahead for that, because now I think we talked offline, Michael was saying, you know, like, you know, we can focus on all the cool stuff because all of the compliance and sharing and everything like that's already taken care of, right, with the platform that it's on. So hopefully, we'll get all that cool functionality in as soon as possible. But I think it was a great session to share with everyone today. And thanks, everybody, for listening in. And we'll catch you on our next episode.
Thanks.
See you, everybody.